living in the rising sun, the land of bamboo, Tengu, and Gundam. Like, yo, can't believe I finally made it. Matsuri celebrated Golden Week, hold it down with my cho.
Konnichiwa, minasan, Mangus into this. What's up? Hey, today is an awesome, fun day with this, but remember, if you want to catch up and keep track of all the fun things that we talk about on the podcast, whether this is your first time or not, I recommend going to our website, manga.sensei.com, and signing up for our newsletter. We have a whole bunch of exciting, fun things coming out in the next couple of days, including our comic book, which we'll be having normal conversation in Japanese available on our website, as well as a whole bunch of other useful language tools that we're building. If you want to keep up on that, make sure to sign up for our newsletter, and we'll email you once a week. That's it. Short, simple email, and it does help us out. Thank you so much. With that, let's talk about today's topic. Today, we're continuing on the Kodōsō, and we're talking today about location. Now, location is important, but location plus location of action is also important. So we've talked before about how the kodo, a, and so sounds are identifying yours, mine, that, and the other things, information. And who that information belonged to is extremely important. However, your normal location of where something is at is also important. You may be familiar with the where word in Japanese, the word doko. Doko actually comes from this. Do plus ko equals where. Now, if I say koko, that is here, because that's my area of information. Now, how big is that information? That is as big as I want to be. It's like when you call your mom from the store and say, where are you at? I'm right here. It's that information. Right here doesn't necessarily identify exactly where you are, but you can be as specific or as vague as you need to be. For example, if you're pointing on a map, where is the onsen? Ah, koko desu ne, koko. And you can just simply point to it with your finger on the map. Now, soko would be over there. Now, that information belongs to the listener or the second party in the conversation that you're having. But now comes the tricky one. Well, you may know doko as in where, koko as in here, and soko as in there. There is also the third version, which is asoko. Asoko is important because it implies information that both of you may be familiar with, the listener and the speaker, but it is removed from both of you. A great example of this is if you're asking for directions. Koko wa doko desu ka? Where is right here? Soko wa doko desu ka? Where is over there? Or soko wa doko ni iki, do yatte ikimasu ka? How would I get over there? However, asoko is going to be removed from all three of you. It's usually also a farther distance. For example, if I'm in America and you're in Canada, koko wa Kanada ka, Kanada ga toi desu ne. I mean, I do comparing distances. However, if I'm talking about asoko, soko ga ii desu ne. Asoko would be somewhere like Japan or Germany. It's removed from both of us and probably farther away, and therefore it's separate from all three, okay? If you do have any questions about this or anything that we do talk about the podcast, make sure to shoot us a message. Also, find any of these tips, tricks, and treats on the website. I am done for today. That's pretty much it. This is a really simple compound learning about location. Remember to make some mistakes. And, 覚えておきなさい。もし日本語でペリペリになりたいなら、間違いが必要なんです。ですから、間違いましょう。すみません。ちょっと待ってください。ナンパしたことないけど、あなためちゃ可愛い。I say facts.